This is why you haven't been able to create the reality you prefer effectively. Very simply, it has to do with your relationship with reality itself, not to do with you as a being. Because there's nothing wrong with you. This is one of the biggest tricks in the book. It actually has to do with how you're interpreting reality, this reality that we see outside of us, in combination with the reality we see internally, or we experience internally. Now, as you listen to the Universe Skin podcast here, the one thing I want to share with you at the beginning of this conversation is that when you start to believe that you need to be fixed, that is the opposite energy or frequency that will create an effect in reality that is beyond linear modalities, tools, experiences. So, in other words, in order for you to enter the nonlinear domain of I'm actually creating outside of just moving things or doing things to get things, the principle that needs to be embodied, very simply, if we just cut through all of it, it's wholeness. But how do we get to a state of wholeness? Well, a lot of men, I think, are going to struggle to hear this more than women. And I can only say that from my own experience, because it was difficult for me to hear at the beginning. And it's this, that there's a subtle energy that exists within your heart. It's almost like a switch, I've noticed. And as you learn to work with this and turn the heart on, literally, that is what it feels like within my body and through the experiences of my clients and many others who I've helped over a long period of time, that when you are able to feel into that energy of, I recognize myself, I'm actually doing a good job in my life. And I feel as though no matter what happens outside of me, I'm not going to conditionally love myself. That's one way to experience this. And there are levels to it, right? Because if you look at your life right now and you ask yourself, well, am I doing a good job? And you actually feel like you're not doing a good job. Then the question is how are you defining a good job? And is it realistic the way that you're defining it? Can you actually achieve, mosquito, are you actually able to achieve doing a good job every day? Is it possible for you to achieve a lovingness for yourself every day? Truly. Because I've found that so many people are being unrealistic in their expectations of what they can do within one day, and they're withholding love from themselves so much that, ironically, what that's doing is causing them to not be able to bring in the life they prefer easily. Because the key of it is wholeness. And I think that when we look at manifestation-type teachings, they understand this to a certain respect, very simply because they talk about, we've heard this how many times, the law of attraction. Well, that would make sense if I'm saying that wholeness is the answer to creating the life that you prefer. And if their assumption is that you attract things, you're able to attract things, well, what would be the fundamental universal force that you would want to tap into in order to embody the ability to create things nonlinearly? Well, it would be unity. The unifying force of the universe. And the interesting part about it all is that as you go through life and as these catalysts happen outside of you, you'll realize that you may, as well as so many other people, are looking for love, are looking for wholeness in things outside of them. And the conditions that you've set in order to feel whole are the thing that's stopping you from creating, because the trick that we've been programmed into believing is that we can't create the reality that we want unless we go out and do a bunch of shit and grind as hard as we can. And eventually, if we grind for long enough, we'll get to a life that we'll enjoy. When the secret, in my opinion, truly is that wholeness is available right now. And if you can find a way to live your life and your process every day in a way that feels fulfilling, in everything that you do, you know, and you feel whole even before you have the thing externally, and you are able to consistently do that, what you'll find is that reality itself will bend to mirror back to you over a buffer of time that premise, which is that, oh, you feel whole. Well, actually, now I'm going to mirror that back to you because you've held it for long enough. And I think it's very important because you've probably heard this before, that reality is a mirror. But what people don't get, I found, is that it takes a certain amount of time for that to come back to you. And if you want to look at it from a practical perspective, this would work. Even if you think that I'm full of shit and that these teachings of being able to non-linearly create things are false, if you are able to feel whole and yet still do the things that you feel like are going to get you towards that goal, that's still going to get you to the place that you want eventually. But what I'm saying is an explanation of why miracles happen to some people. Why do some people tend to feel, it feels as though they're favored by the gods? That's what's been said for thousands of years. It's been, God has favored this person. But really what it might be is that they've tapped into unity. They've tapped into whole within themselves. They've tapped into a wholeness within their being, and they're embodying that from this heart space. And that is what is the principle that is allowing them to, what feels like, create in a way that doesn't make sense to other people. Like, good things just continually seem to happen to them. And so the question I have to you as we reflect on this topic is, what conditions are you putting on yourself to love yourself truly? Because if you're honest with yourself, I find that so many people wait to feel good about themselves until they have a specific thing. And then, ironically, that's what's stopping them from having it. And so when I say that your relationship to reality is the thing that needs to change and you don't need to change, what I mean by that is you are a character. You, better said, you are playing a character in a game right now. That's why I named this podcast years ago, the Universe of Game Podcast. And the character that you're choosing to play is not the optimal type character to create the life that you prefer. And so in order to do that, what I'm telling you is that you have to change your relationship to reality, which will change the character that you're playing, because the character you're playing is a frequency. And that frequency, that embodiment of that frequency over a period of time, determines a lot of what happens to you. From what I've noticed about reality, it's as though it's serving us to move back to a place of wholeness, because we come in and we forget everything. So there's two paths, it seems to be. There's a self-serving path and there's a serving others path. And so the path that I'm referring to is the path of those that want to serve others in this life and want to live a life filled with love, peace, unity, and fulfillment in that. And so as you change your relationship to yourself, you'll notice that reality will shift to mimic that change. But if you do it just to get things, this universe is much smarter than us. It will know that you're faking it. So you can't just fake it. You can fake it and physically do the things for a little while, and that may be part of your journey. You might feel like you're not that yet. But what I've seemed to notice about people is that the more that they can wake up, actually tap into that version of them, that timeline that already exists, and then they really generate that feeling in the morning, it's as though you're building momentum. And you start to practice living from that state, you'll realize soon enough that this old character you're playing was literally just a character. And you're just putting on a new pair of clothes. You're embodying a new frequency. But as you do this, one of the interesting things that I think so many people underestimate is that they underestimate the power of practicing this, and people underestimate the power of their old habits returning and how easily they're going to feel as though they're not that. And what I mean by that is that people don't expect the old version of them to come in and sabotage them. But if you can expect that old version of you, if you can expect that old character as you're changing into this new frequency, into this new character, if you can expect it to come up and want you to do the old things, you can watch it. That's the interesting part. And so if you're expecting it, then when it comes, you're not surprised. Because so many people think that if I'm changing my relationship with reality in a way that I'm becoming a new version of myself, they expect it to be easy. They expect it to be flow-based. And they don't expect the brain, the unconscious mind that is literally your body, to sabotage them. It almost feels like, whose side are you on sometimes? And so if you can expect that unconscious body, that subconscious body, to want to revert to those old patterns, but you realizing you're the controller of the body, it's a servant to you, can bring yourself to a level of embodiment that no matter what, you're unstoppable, that you're not going to revert to that because that's not you. That's why they say in Eastern traditions, neti neti, not I'm not that, or you're not that. So once you are able to generate an energetic embodiment, witness it, feel into what that new version of you is, have a clear vision of that. Not just, I want to feel whole, but what is it that I particularly want to create in this reality? Then you'll be able to see this old version because it's not the thing that you actually want to create. Because if you're just in this middle space of, I don't have a goal yet, I don't know exactly what I want to accomplish, once you start to tap into those, even if it's just little goals, you can discern the difference between that old version of you and the new version. And that's where the magic starts to happen. And so one of the worst things you can do to sabotage yourself, and one of the worst things you can do to not be able to create the reality you want effectively, is to not have a clear vision of what it is that you truly are passionate about in your heart, and that you want to pursue as you would play a game, with the energy of someone that is playing a game. Because what is the difference between someone who takes it so seriously and someone who's just playing a game, just having fun, and realizing that reality is a mirror, and that they were whole this whole time, but the ego has tricked them into thinking they were not, that there was something wrong with them? You okay, buddy? Jax is whining. He probably saw another cat. But I think that's really what's coming through. Back up, Jax. Back up, Jax. So, in conclusion, if you are able to embody a perception that you are playing a game, you realize that you're in a game, and you are so powerful that all you have to do is decide. You don't have to put importance on things. You can literally just decide, I'm doing this. Boom. You are that now. Boom. It's not because you have some grandiose mission to save the world. It's just what you decide. This is what I'm doing. This is who I am. And you decide with such an energy that comes from the heart. Remember, that's the entire point. I am whole. This is who I am. Ugh, that energy, that unifying force, it radiates out of your heart. That is the thing that's going to carry you when those times come up of doubt. It's this energy of the heart. And so as you have an abundance of energy from this, it's interesting because there's so many people that are looking to serve others, but they don't have an abundance of love in their heart because they barely have any for themselves. So it makes sense that maybe your content isn't resonating with people because you're coming at it from a space of fight or flight. And you haven't regulated yourself to a point where you feel like you have something to give. And people can feel when you don't feel as though you have something to give, but you're forcing yourself to do it anyways. And so one of the keys of this game is to be able to bring yourself to a place where you take care of yourself, where you're cultivating yourself. And you have that fullness in your energy and you're able to truly give to others. And remember, that doesn't come from externally doing things. That comes from a level of embodiment in your heart. And again, I think that's going to be tough for men to hear because they think that they need to physically do things and that's the only way to do things in life. But there's an energy, a subtle energy that exists in your bioenergetic field that when you're able to tap into that and live from this space, it doesn't mean you have to let go of your mind. It just means you recognize what's important in life. You recognize how you truly want to live, which in my experience, so many clients of mine and me have had, and others I've helped through so many challenges and different containers that I've held, just want to feel whole. We just want to feel whole. You just want to feel love. You just want to feel peace. Maybe you just want to feel fulfillment too. Like you're doing something that's worth doing. And mastery comes when you can tap into this energy by taking the seriousness out of it and realize as you're in a game and that you can navigate reality in a way where you realize your wholeness beyond the game, but yet you're still in it, yet you're still playing. Because you've realized that you exist beyond it. And this is just a temporary experience. And then you get to enjoy life and do fulfilling things. Now, that doesn't mean that life's not going to be hard sometimes, because it will. But then it's a practice, right? To get your body to represent the subconscious and the unconscious to eventually be able to embody that frequency more and more without the conscious attention that's needed to bring and cultivate that frequency at first. Because it is going to take some time to remember, oh, now I'm in my mind again. Now I'm in the ego. Okay, let me bring it back. Let me embody that heart energy again. Let me bring it back here. And consistently doing that as you practice that throughout the day, as you practice it in the morning, get into that state, you build momentum. And as you build that momentum, eventually you will realize that you're embodying it without even trying. But if you've been programmed your whole life to live from a space of, I have to figure everything out with my head or else I'm not going to survive and I'm stuck in fight or flight, it's going to take a little bit of time for you to step out and continue to learn how to regulate your body and regulating your nervous system through practices, tools, modalities, or through just literally breathing and focusing on this part of your body. And how the heart does have a mind of its own. And when you cultivate that abundance, you'll be so surprised at how many different ideas you'll get. Because you don't have access to the field where the ideas come from when you're stuck in fight or flight. So if you're like, well, I can't figure out the ideas, it's because you're not connected. Because remember, it comes back to that unifying force. And that through the energy of the heart, we connect to that force. And those ideas are easily able to be downloaded. And that's why people just seem to get random ideas that are genius ideas. It doesn't come from them. They're just tuning the antenna of their body. They've learned how to use their body in a way and master their body in a way where that frequency just comes to them because they're in that energetic resonance with the universe and with the idea that wants to come through. So it's almost like you're learning to open your heart to life before things outside of you give you permission to do so, and you open your heart to yourself. That is it. That's it. I can feel it when I say it. When you open yourself to your own love that you're waiting to give someone else, and you might be giving other people now or you might not, or you're waiting to give it to them once they do certain things or meet criteria or life meets criteria, you can give that to yourself right now. And the reason why you aren't, if you were to ask, is because you've been programmed to not, so that you feel disconnected, because there's a whole plethora of things you'll do when you feel disconnected and you're in fight or flight. But that's not this conversation. So as you begin to recognize that you can actually genuinely feel a sense of whole and love for yourself, and then operate in reality from that space, you'll tap into the ideas, you'll be able to, if you're a content creator, you'll be able to create content much easier. If you're any sort of artist, it's not even just about content creation. And I'm just saying that because that's what I do. But if you're wanting to generate any sort of creative ideas and a creative flow, that's where it comes from. It doesn't come from a space of, I have to think my way to good ideas. Now, ideas might come from the logical mind sometimes. And those that are in tune with their hearts might not even know it, because they might not have been programmed by society as much. And then they'll tap into ideas and they'll think it comes from their mind, but they don't even realize that they've been tapped into their heart. And that's what we see with a lot of Eastern traditions. We see that in Buddhism and Hinduism. Some people don't have that cultural programming, but I feel like as someone who comes from the West, who comes from a family that was broken, who comes from a family that, you know, my parents hated each other. I didn't see good relationships. I didn't see self-love from either of them. They deeply disliked each other and themselves. I noticed that I had these patterns within myself. So the question is do you have those patterns within you where you're withholding love from yourself and others because you think that you're not doing the things that you need to do, or because they're not good enough, or reality's not the way you want it to be, or you're not, so you're withholding it? That's the trick. And if you're not doing the things that you feel like you should be doing, start doing those things and define yourself in the moment, minimum. But if you define yourself as the past, how do you know that that's true? Right? Because when you start to really commit to changing your relationship with reality, you start to see that you need to actually define yourself in one of two ways. Who you are in this moment by what you're doing, the actions and how you're responding to reality, or who you are embodying in that future version of you that you're connecting to, that you're bringing into this present moment. But the really embodiment in the present moment, just do you need, both of them are, but the question is do you need the permission slip of the future to do so? And there's no path that's better. But the problem is that when people define themselves as who they have been, that's not you. That was a previous version of you that had a limited amount of information that they had access to, and now you have access to more information because you've lived more life. So would you choose the same things? Probably not. And that's probably where you have wasted so much of your energy, thinking that you should have done better, but you didn't know everything you know now. So all you can do is define yourself based on this moment, and you'll realize that, oh, okay, so if I'm defining myself based on how I'm responding right now, I can realize the wholeness within myself because I'm not beating myself up for what I did before, because I recognize that there's nothing wrong with what I did, but there's actions and consequences for those things. And when I understand that, then I'm able to tap into my wholeness in the moment, because I'm not saying that there's something wrong with me. Changing your relationship, changing your perception to reality is the way to change how your life plays out metaphysically and non-linearly. And I'm sure we'll explore this in upcoming podcasts more. But that'll do it for today's episode of Universe the Game. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider dropping a like. If you like the podcast, just like the podcast. I really appreciate all the support that, whether that's a comment, whether that's a like, whether that's sharing the podcast, that someone that you feel like this might help, consider doing so. And also, if you want to work with me on a deeper level, check out all of my offerings that I currently have. The link for that will be in the description. Depending on when you're seeing this, the offerings are going to change. So I'm not going to say what I'm offering right now, because you could watch this in a year from now and things will be vastly different. So just check the link below. And I will see you in the next episode of Universe Game. And until then, peace.